7-1. Let's go. Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studio. Jim Beaver here, your host. Welcome. Hopefully you guys had a great Thanksgiving weekend, rolling right into the holidays. Hopefully you survived Black Friday. I don't know. I didn't even go out on Black Friday. Thank God. Can't handle that, man. Too many people fighting over just absolutely ridiculous stuff. But anyways, if you did, hopefully you are here to tell the tale, and you roll right into a great holiday season. Once again, this is Project Action, and we have a fun guest today. We're going to keep this one short, sweet. It's not going to be the longest podcast we've done, but it is going to be all killer and no filler. We got my good friend Robbie Gordon. You know him, NASCAR, IndyCar winner and legend, motorsports legend, off-road legend. Dude has pretty much been, you know, amazing in anything he's touched with a steering wheel. He joins me this week on Project Action. Very short interview. He's got a massive event happening this weekend at Glen Helen. I think it's the Robbie Gordon Off-Road World Championships. Got dirt bikes, UTV, stadium super trucks, pro light, off-road trucks, just a whole lot of awesome stuff happening there in SoCal at Glen Helen. So if you're in the SoCal area, Arizona, Nevada, wherever you're at, make your way to Glen Helen. It is not going to disappoint. But those of you that can't make it out there, we've got this interview with Robbie talking about it. And Robbie also jumps into talking about Dakar Rally, his plans there, and just a great interview with a guy that I've got a ton of respect for. Has become a really, really good friend of mine. So thank you guys for tuning in. If you haven't already, go over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button to Project Action, as well as my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Make sure and subscribe, leave a rating and a review. And if you do take the time to leave a review, if you leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review, I will see it and I will follow you back on social media. My promise to you. Also, speaking of social media, it is at JimBeaver15 on all social media platforms. Hit me up. I love your comments. I love the DMs. I love to hear who you would like to hear on the show as a guest. I know this show specifically, we bounce all around from action sports, motorsports, celebrities, wrestlers. I don't know, man. We musicians, we have actors. We've covered the gamut here on Project Action. We will continue to do that. My other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, it's mostly motorsports with sprinkles of a little bit of everything in there. But yes, I love the DMs. I love the suggestions. I love hearing your guys' feedback on the show, so please hit me up and let me know what is on your mind. I know we got a couple of shows before the beginning of the year, so got a couple of guests, we got a book and lineup, so love your guest suggestions on who you think should be on the show before year's end. But speaking of the show, we wouldn't be able to do it without a couple of our amazing partners, and one of those is our good friends at TrueCar. In 60 seconds, that's exactly how long this commercial lasts. And you know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer on your car with TrueCar. That's right. And the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, maybe a few more if you're actually athletically inclined, or just listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer from TrueCar. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or your home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch your car's details pop up. Answer just a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a TrueCar local certified dealer. It's that easy. And after that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. They'll ask you some questions and you'll get the answers you need. So there's no surprises. Then simply leave with a check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. No joke. I've actually used that service with a local dealer. I kind of wanted to see, you know, what the offer was on one of my used Subarus I had, and it was amazing. Very simple, real deal. Check it out, TrueCar. Never disappoint. And you know what? Everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you, that is you listening to this right now, yep, you, could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. Man, extra money in your pocket, I could always use some extra money in my pocket. And part of that reason is our good friends at betonline.ag. And you know, the holidays are upon us. In the NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, they're all heating up. And one place has you covered for all the action, betonline.ag. Sign up today and receive a 50% sign-up bonus using the promo code PODCAST1. This week in the NFL is a huge matchup, Steelers at the Chargers, and an interesting Thursday night, Saints at Cowboys. College football, monster game with Bama and Georgia. In the NBA, Golden State travels to face Toronto on Thursday. There's a big matchup there. And lastly, in college basketball, it's North Carolina versus Michigan. Two powerhouses going head-to-head. Don't miss out on all the action. Visit betonline.ag. That's betonline.ag. And make sure you use the promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% sign-up bonus today. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And, you know, we couldn't do it without our amazing partners here on Project Action. So thank you, you know, for your support, Bet Online, Geico, TrueCar. And thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for bearing with me. And right now I'm going to reward you guys with a little interview with my good friend, Mr. Robbie Gordon. I'd like to welcome one of my guests this week to the show, good friend of mine who's got a big event going on this weekend in Glen Helen. Robbie Gordon, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Jim, how are you today?
I am doing well. First off, we're going to talk about Glen Helen. We got a lot to talk about. I just look at your schedule. Last time we ran into each other, I think it was at Sand Sports Show, but you have been pinned this fall, buddy.
It's been good, you know, obviously with the new Double X coming out and the launch of that, and then Baja and racing cars there, and trying to get ready for the Dakar and trying to pull that program off as well as SST. We definitely have our hands full, but, you know, it's feel very fortunate that we definitely get the opportunities.
Yeah. Well, and that being said, I know you found some time to go out and have a little fun in Glamis last weekend, and I saw you got Greg Biffle in the trophy truck with you too. How was Glamis, man?
Glamis was great. It was, you know, I really haven't taken the truck to Glamis in probably 5 or 6 years, yeah. So it was pretty cool to take it back out to Glamis. You know, it was in, after we put a gear in it at 525, that truck's in perfect shape. I mean, it was ready to go, so we gave it what we call prep soap, which is a bath, and we took her to Glamis on some paddles and just had a blast. It's so much fun out there. The people out there, the other Dooners are just so cool and fun to be around.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that being said, I know, you know, you've been doing that for quite a while. I mean, you know, a lot of people, I think, you know, they wonder, you know, taking a trophy truck out there. But talking with the guys like you that have, man, there's a lot of value just in marketing being out there in front of that crowd, right? I mean, that's, what, 50 to 100,000 people there Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, probably a bit more than that. I mean, they say there's 100,000 UTVs there that weekend. That's for that, you know, 7 days, because, you know, Thanksgiving starts either the weekend before or the weekend after. So in that 7-day period, they say 100,000 UTVs are out there. It's crazy. And they're everywhere. And they're all just having fun, enjoying life. And, you know, they're either riding a Polaris or a Can-Am, or we're trying to get them to switch over to our Textrons, which is good.
Yeah, well, I know you told me, Sand Sports, you guys had a pretty good weekend there at Sand Sports, right, with selling some units?
Yeah, we pretty much sold every unit we brought to Sand Sports, which was really good. And we sold about another 20 since then. So there's been a bunch of accessorized Speed SX side-by-sides, and they've been going good. So we had good reliability with the consumer base one. It seems like every time we put a number plate or a helmet on it, we have some kind of freak deal, and that's what happened in Baja. We lost the alternators on Hildebrand's car, and that was a big disappointment because that car was running there in the top five.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you were one of the first, you know, trophy truck guys and, you know, name guys to really jump into the UTV segment. And I see what you've done, and you jump behind the wheel of those. You bounce in and out of UTVs and SST trucks, your trophy truck. You know, now we're talking about Dakar. I mean, how have you seen this industry? I mean, you and I both know, and we're in it, and you and I have talked privately and stuff like that. But I look at all these trophy truck guys. Everybody's trying to get into it now. I mean, there's a lot of money. There's a lot of marketability, you know, and I think it's definitely a gateway to the sport. But, I mean, you know, you were one of the first guys in it. What do you think the big draw of the UTV community is for guys like you, you know what I mean, and your business?
Well, you know, when I started down the original Polaris RZR, was our build back in the 800 days. So, you know, it was cool to be involved with them. Obviously got connected to Polaris through Mr. Menard, who was a board of director with them. And we did the 800 and the 900 for Polaris. And then the 1000 I wasn't involved with. And we hooked up with Articat about 3 years ago and designed this double X. And it's been pretty much every subscription magazine has voted the double X the UTV of 2018. So to come back in the industry again with our first vehicle is really cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, and talking about Dakar, you know, coming up, you know, what's, you know, you're trying to, you know, get that, you know, program, you said finalized and things like that. What's, you know, how is the approach different, you know, this go around?
Well, I think, you know, Dakar, it's a UTV program this year, yeah. But you know, if you look at how fast the UTVs are and what just happened at Baja with a UTV beating all the class 10 cars, all the class one cars by one. And I think only 11 trophy trucks beat the winning UTV.
Yeah.
You know, I think the power to weight four wheel drive, has an advantage, and, you know, it'd be pretty cool if we can show up at Dakar and have a legit shot at winning with a UTV, which we think we can.
Yeah. Well, and especially you start, you know, you and I both know getting into the dunes and things like that. One of those UTVs is just going to rip, right?
Well, you know, I looked at Dakar this year in Peru. 70% of the rally is in dunes. I think we got a heck of a shot at it. I think the double X is a really, really good vehicle. You know, we run it in the pro production class, and I think that we'll have a shot at beating the cars with a UTV, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, and, you know, and that being said, you know, I got to assume, you know, and I don't know what Dakar budgets are. I know they're just ridiculous, but I got to think, you know, your footprint to run a competitive first-class UTV program, the budget's got to be quite a bit less than your couple million-dollar Gordini builds and things like that, right?
Yeah, because a lot of the parts that we're going to use on the build is what we're building, you know, as part of our speed side-by-side accessories, you know, the A-arms, the spindles, the trailing arms, the axles, the CVs, a lot of those components are exactly what we're running on our speed kit. So, you know, we've been able to gather, you know, thousands and thousands of miles over the last 6 months of customer-based vehicles, which has allowed us to make better components and make components that are durable enough to do the Dakar.
Yeah. So that being said, you know, talking side-by-sides, I know there's a big event this weekend happening in Glen Helen with Stadium Super Trucks. Side-by-sides will be taking part. Man, you're bringing motocross in, Stadium Super Trucks. I mean, tell us about this weekend, because I know you and I, we've been talking. I mean, I've known about this event before it was public, but, man, this is a massive, massive deal that you guys have going to Glen Helen. And I know you told me, hey, we're not just running the short course track, man. We're bringing our A-game. This is going to be motocross style for UTVs and for Stadium Super Trucks.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. The track is about 75% done. We've been working out the last 2 days, and we made big gains today. There was 8 tractors out moving dirt all day long today, and we've got pretty much the basis of the track done. We are going to go up Mount St. Helens. We are going to run Talladega Corner. We are going to do land rush starts, and then throw in, you know, a $20,000 prize money to motocross in. We've been able to get some pretty good moto riders that are going to come take our money. And you know, I think putting the trucks up there with the motocross bikes and then mixing in some UTV, it's going to be a fun weekend here at Glen Helen. It'll remind people a lot of the old Riverside Raceway and Mickey Thompson days.
Yeah, well, and, you know, that being said, I know Stadium Super Trucks, you know, the series, you've been one of those guys, whether it been your racing programs or, you know, media, marketing, I mean, however you approach things, I mean, everything always morphs, and every couple of years, you've got to switch things up. I know Stadium Super Trucks is, you know, a little bit different now than when it started, but man, I mean, you guys are running in Australia, back in Australia, congratulations on that. But, you know, with IndyCar, I mean, the series, you guys have been all over the place, and you're mixing asphalt and pavement, and, you know, and, you know, just, you know, you guys had some amazing events there at Elsinore, now Glen Helen. I mean, you know, that's one thing I love about the series. It's diverse, and you guys are always, you know, changing it up.
Well, I think we need to mix it up. I think it's, you know, to make a stadium super truck driver was back like in the old days when Mickey Thompson, you know, when Jimmy Johnson, myself, Casey Mears, Ivan Stewart, we all came out of the Mickey Thompson series. And I think the driving skill that the Mickey Thompson series taught you, and then mix it with what we call Mickey Thompson on steroids, which is stadium super trucks. And you mix in at Long Beach Grand Prix, you go to Adelaide where we get 300,000 people. We're racing in front of over 1 million people each year, just physically, not counting the television and the social media. We all know what that is today. But in front of over 1 million spectators, we hit some of the biggest races in America. We just signed a deal with NASCAR for next year. We're going to do Dallas Cup weekend. So we'll run Saturday night and Sunday night, Dallas Cup weekend with NASCAR. And we've got a bunch of really, really good races. So it's going to be a fun year. And I'm excited about where 2019 is headed for stadium super trucks. We've got some Mexico City stuff happening early January. And it's going to be fun. We continue to blow it up and continue to get great partners to work with us.
Yeah. Well, and one thing I've noticed about stadium super trucks is, you know, a lot of series when you're running with IndyCar or running, you know, like you talked about with NASCAR, and I don't know what the schedule is going to look like for those, but you know, a lot of them, you know, you guys would just be things that, you know, that run before, but a lot of these series are getting smart. They're running you guys after because people actually stay to watch the stadium super trucks. A lot of times they have to put those other series, you know, and I don't even want to call you guys a support series, but they run them before. But you guys, it's like, no, we know we can get people to stick around afterwards, sell more beer and sell more food if we run stadium super trucks after the big show.
Well, and if you look at what happened last year at Long Beach, you know, we went after IndyCar and we kept 100,000 people around there until, you know, 5 o'clock at night. So I'm pretty proud at where we've been able to grow stadium super truck. I think the show, the entertainment value is obviously exciting. The competition with the reverse aero program that we have with the trucks, you know, the first place car is actually at a disadvantage. And if you look at every form of motorsport, even off-road, the first cars, you know, he's clear sailing. We don't get that aero push, or we don't get the lack of downforce. We actually get a bigger slipstream and we get less lift, which gives us more grip in the middle of the corner. So the second, third, and fourth place positions are probably the positions that make the most grip with a stadium super truck.
Yeah, well, and that's one thing I've liked about the series. I mean, you know, you guys, you know, sometimes you invert it, you know, and the fastest guys are starting in the back. And it's, you know, you're seeing guys, there's so much good racing, you know. You start in the back and all these trucks are so even that drivers are coming through traffic and there's so much passing, whether you start in the front or the back. It's made for such tight, really good racing. And I think, man, just your social media, I look at it and it's every time you guys throw up a video, it just goes viral. It's bananas.
No, it's been really good. It's a lot of fun. It's a great series, and you know, it's a dream come true. You know, everybody kind of looked at me like I had three eyes when I said, "All right, we're going to take stadium super truck, and we're going to run stadiums. We're going to run pavement circuits. We're going to run outdoor motocross." You know, and it's grown into a worldwide series. We've raced over in the Olympic Stadium in China. We've done LA Coliseum. We do Adelaide Grand Prix. We do Gold Coast. You know, Long Beach. Now going to Dallas, Texas, and other places. You know, we get to go to the big events, and I think that's the most important thing for young racers to build their name in the sport. They have to race in front of people so that people know who they are, and that's one thing the stadium super truck does.
Yeah, well, and not only that, but a mix of, you know, young, talented guys, you know, like you'd mentioned Hildebrand, and I know Sheldon Creed, who's just shredding it right now, you know, and Arca just won the championship. You know, obviously, you know, he's been involved in SST. You got veterans like Biffle, who, you know, has jumped in there. He got a podium. And then you got guys like Matt Brabham, who I think he's just a world-class talent, and he's found a home there in, you know, in Stadium Super Truck.
Well, you know, it's pretty cool. Sheldon is coming back this weekend. So to have a two-time Stadium Super Truck champion and last year's ARCA champion out this weekend here at Glen Helen, it's cool. It's an honor to have him back. He's going to drive one of the UFD trucks. So we're excited to have him back. And, you know, we do have Casey Mears is going to run with us this weekend. And Ari Leyendijk and Matt Brabham, like I said, we've got a fierce field of SST competitors, which will be a lot of fun this weekend here at Glen Helen.
Yeah. So before we kind of wrap things up, we'll definitely talk about Glenn Helen, get the ticket info and stuff like that here in a second. But I got to mention Trophy Truck before we let you go. Obviously, you're coming off the 1,000. I know your Trophy Truck program, that, you know, that's always, you know, where your heart is in the desert. But looking at next year, I know, you know, one of your big sponsors, Toyo Tires, they've got that invitation event there at King of the Hammers. What do you think about that event, and what's the tentative schedule look like for your Trophy Truck program next year, Robbie?
Well, obviously, the Dakar is where we start the season. And then from Dakar, we have a program put together with Race of Champions. So we'll go straight from Dakar to Mexico City with Stadium Super Trucks there, which that's a new ad. And we're very excited about that. And then straight back to the Parker. And we got my son will be running the Parker 250 when we're at the Dakar. And then well, you know, we'll go to King of the Hammers, Mint 400, Baja 500, Baja 1000, and 10 gnarly Stadium Super Truck races.
Man, that's one hell of a schedule. But talking about Stadium Super Trucks, we're running up against a time break here. But before we let you go, what are the details on this weekend? Anybody in SoCal or Arizona or Nevada that wants to come out, you know, when can they expect racing on track, and what do they need to do to get out there?
Well, they can go to stadiumsupertrucks.com, get the schedule there. Obviously, you can purchase tickets there as well. There is camping all weekend long, so it'll be different than a lot of our races. A lot of our races, there is no camping. Here, you can actually come out with your family, camp on the weekend. We've got all kinds of different racing going on, from kids UTV to pro motocross to pro UTV. Stadium Super Trucks, Jump Champs are going to have a Saturday Night Thunder, and then obviously we've got a DJ and a bonfire on Saturday night. So it should be a great weekend for entertainment, family fun, and racing.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Robbie. Good luck on Glen Helen this weekend, and we'll definitely chat soon, my friend.
All right. Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Podcast One Sports is your home for the Underdog Sports Network. Join Chris Horwedel and friends each week as they cover the biggest stories in sports with shows like Tales from the Association, the Underdog Sports NFL Show, and You're Wrong and Here's Why.
You can't rely on draft picks a lot of times with quarterbacks. There's 4 to 5 quarterbacks drafted in the first round that are complete busts.
Check out all these exciting shows on the Underdog Sports Network every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Robbie freaking Gordon never disappoints. Always fun having him on the show. It's been a while, man. He's one of those this offseason. Robbie doesn't ever have an offseason. That's the problem. I need to literally, when he's in Parker, or I need to fly to North Carolina, I need to sit down with a dude for like an hour or two and just record an interview. You know, the thing would be off the chain, just talking about his career, everything he's experienced. Like, man, I got to do it at some point. It'll be a blockbuster. It's got to happen. I don't know how, when, why, whatever that it's going to, but I need to make that deal happen with Robbie, because dude is just amazing, right? As far as race car drivers go, legend status. But anyways, thanks to Robbie for coming on today. You know, if you guys are in the SoCal areas, Arizona, Nevada, make the trip to Glen Helen this weekend. If you're tuning in after Glen Helen, I'm sure you're watching on TV or the live stream or whatever. Yeah, it's definitely worth the trip. It's going to be an amazing event out there. Yeah, check that out, stadiumsupertrucks.com. Yeah, thank you guys once again for tuning in. I do want to make mention before we sign off today, off-road, you know, I'm an off-road racer. Some of you guys that tune into this maybe not very aware of that. Well, I'm sure you all are at this point. But off-road lost an amazing guy, Jerry Herbst, part of the Terrible Herbst. You know, if you've been in the Southwest, you've seen Terrible Herbst gas station, especially Las Vegas area. Yeah, we lost Jerry Herbst I guess, you know, he was the head Herbst, right? You know, Tim, Ed, and Troy are his sons. He's got grandsons now. Riley Herbst's been a guest on my shows before. He is, you know, currently racing ARCA NASCAR. But Jerry Herbst, you know, he founded a multi-million-dollar corporation, you know, from the ground floor, and just an amazing guy. He gave back to the sport of off-road and motorsports, you know, so much. And definitely hearts with the Herbst. Hearts, you know, and thoughts with the Herbst family right now, yeah, definitely Jerry Herbst going to be missed by all. So, yeah, once again, thank you guys for tuning in today. Give me a follow at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. Don't forget, hit up iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and, you know, leave a rating or review. And, you know, once again, just thank you guys. Hopefully you have a great holiday season. Love hearing from you guys on social media. Once again, thanks to betonline.ag, our good friends over there at Geico as well as TrueCar. And I know this one was short and sweet, but I think it was some really, really solid content with Robbie Gordon. So I'm sure you guys have a lot to do. We'll be back with a full-length show next week. But be safe. As always, game on.